Hey guys, this is the Footy on Paper podcast. We'll talk football from your point of view.
That is quite something. The boy's a star.
Hello again. Welcome to episode 9 of the Footy on Paper podcast. My name is Tayo Okunoga, and with me in the studio is the ever-present Mr. Pere Kule George Eradiri. Hello, lad.
You me lad.
You know me lad. You be lad, though. That's my man, like.
I just say, hello, man.
No, hello, lad.
How far, lad? How
you did? How you did? Very, very good footballing weekend for you, Abi.
Definitely.
That's good. If he is not in the studio right now, he's probably celebrating Liverpool somewhere. Hopefully he'll be back next week. Did you enjoy the Golden Eaglets?
Yes, yeah. Good game. They showed character and mentality, a very good mentality.
Well, I think they still have that defensive problem that they had during the under-17 AFCON. They considered a lot,
but we score a lot of goals. Who cares about?
But what if we meet a team that actually scores
a lot of goals
more than us?
Well, we'll try and outscore them now.
So yeah, you're not even saying we should get better defensively. But I know they are young kids. So
just
I mean, they are actually young, right? Like, yeah. That's one good thing again. Yeah, which is nice. Yeah, cool. We'll see how it goes, man. Let's talk more in the Shalaye segment. Yep, time for Shalaye segment. Pere, quickly with the under-17. How far do you think we can go?
I don't know, man. I really don't know.
We finished fourth during AFCON, right?
Yes.
And like, World Cup now. Like, Manu Garba, he has won it before. I think he won it in 2013. He ain't a trust set, right?
But if you look at these players, they are really, really young. They are very, very young.
What are you trying to say?
We know how these things be now. We know how these things be. But
quarter final, just say one quarter final, semi-final.
Past the group stage first.
Okay. Cool. Let's talk Premier League now. Let's start with Liverpool Spurs. Spurs, they slept. I was thinking like the victory in midweek like will have given them motivation in
that
the dressing room.
Any kind of motivation.
I mean, right? To start your season, to build your season now.
Who did they play against? They played against
Partizan Belgrade, are we?
No, we played against Partizan.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Against Red Star Belgrade.
Red Star Belgrade, okay, yeah.
Right, I expected to beat Red Star. Like, if you don't beat Red Star, then I don't think you have any business in the Champions League. So. You know, if they miss it, that win is always give them any motivation.
No, because of how their form has been. I mean, there's one game you just put out and be like, okay, we have to win this game. You know that kind of thing, though.
I for understand that if say they beat Red Star, then their next game now, maybe game like Liverpool.
Okay.
Man, say one mid-table team, then beat that one to win like two other games.
Okay,
then
right.
Meet Liverpool. Then,
okay.
Or this one, they just beat Red Star, then you expect them. But,
I mean. Did you like the approach? Against Liverpool today.
Yes, I feel they turned up in a way. They set out to get the first goal, which they did, and they countered. And another day, if Son had buried that his chance, we would most likely have been talking about a different result today. But these are very thin margins
that make you win the league let me say win a game.
Son hit the bar and Liverpool scored and the rest is history.
I remember you talking about Ore not being good enough. He showed himself today again.
I just think Levy should go out and get the right back.
So this is all these problems they're having is down to recruitment now, okay?
Yes. For this season, I think they are they didn't buy in the right places, especially that right back. They lost Walker. They had Trippier,
which was a decent replacement.
Yeah, Trippier. It's not like they had someone that could replace Trippier before they got rid of him. You have to get someone that can replace him, or you buy someone in that window.
Okay.
They didn't do any of that. They were hoping on Kyle Walker-Peters and Ori, and even Davinson Sanchez to play right back. Even Sissoko to play right back.
You're on fight also.
Oh.
This is wrong, right?
Very, very wrong, guy. Very, very wrong.
Yeah, speaking about Liverpool, they showed more character today. When are they going to lose?
Hopefully soon.
What does hopefully soon mean?
The defeat is just...
is around the corner.
Maybe... I'm looking at Crystal Palace away.
Oh,
before
so,
City. I'm looking at Crystal Palace away.
It's not before City, no. Crystal Palace is after City.
No, that's before City.
Aston Villa?
No, they play Aston Villa then.
No, it's Aston Villa, then City.
Oh.
Yeah, Palace is right after the international break.
I think they will most likely lose at home to City, but...
Are you sure?
Know that
with this City
history,
team?
That history that they have, I don't think they have lost against City at Anfield since 2000. Yeah.
Wow. Bad record.
They've lost against City at Anfield, but hopefully this time make Manchester City just run them one or two streets.
Okay. Let's talk. It's very funny we're talking about this game, but we have to. Southampton Leicester. 9-0.
No need.
Hasenhüttl.
Out.
For the sack?
Out, yeah.
But why is this very fun? Because his first 4 months at the club, we're looking like, oh, okay, Southampton could have probably found a gem here. They probably found another Ronald Koeman. Maybe they could like push for the mid-table finish. But
that's
still...
there are some things that happen that you can't explain. Like, I think this is like the same thing that happened at Manchester United under Jose and Ole.
Yes.
Southampton, they are under Mark Hughes. They are not playing very good football. They are not having good results and stuff. And they just needed a change of manager.
Yeah.
This guy came in and a different approach. The players needed something different.
Different, yeah.
And he brought that and they...
Responded to
it. And after a while, now, I think the players should be... they should be looking for new things from
the
manager.
The coach? Yeah. Okay, not just this.
Yeah, but he keeps on doing the same thing and they are getting frustrated and tired.
So this is down to him?
Yes, so...
So like this 9-0 result, are you saying it's down to him too? I mean, yeah, down to 10.
Yes, now they went out to 10. He didn't change anything immediately.
He did, no?
He didn't change anything.
Not immediately.
Yes.
Okay.
And they kept on conceding like... minute after minute. And before halftime, the game was already over. So, if I don't change something immediately, then go down to 10 men.
Yeah.
He left it like that.
I mean, if I use a Paris, it's going to help you know that there's a problem. Let's speak about Leicester. Do you think like this result is like leaving a marker and saying, okay, yeah, we're really going to challenge this top six? Like, I'm being very serious now. Previous episodes, I didn't joke about it, but be very serious now. Or was this a lucky win?
It wasn't a lucky win. Now they deserved the win. They played better than Southampton. They created chance. That game could have entered like
12
into double figures. They created a lot of chances and then took their chances. But you also have to look at Southampton. They were really, really poor. Really, really poor on that day. Back to your question, guys.
Yeah. Do you still like, because I know about you, but I know when they won the league, even when it was four games left,
I know evergreen.
I did not, I said Leicester, no, it's a lie, they will drop, yeah, but they did it.
I do think it's a very long season,
yeah.
I feel they have so many points to drop, it depends on the team's chasing them, the likes of Manchester United and Arsenal. If those teams can pick up points when Leicester drop points, then it will be a tricky one for them. But if United and Arsenal keep failing to pick up points, then I don't see how they'll catch Leicester City.
Funny that you didn't call Spurs.
We're talking of teams that have a chance.
Nice one. I have a mini stat for you. I'm sure you know this one already. Kasper Schmeichel and his dad. Like 9-0.
Yeah.
But you know the Angus Gunn one. Angus Gunn's dad too considered 7. his dad considered 7, but him he considered 9. So I mean, that's
he went to better now.
Like, I mean, keeping in the family, yes, not bad. Other results, City Villa. I think the main thing was the David Silva goal, offside on Sterling or not. First of all, did the ball touch Silva?
Yeah, I think the ball touched him.
Yeah,
but this VAR caused too much confusion this weekend.
Mm.
I think Premier League should just stop using VAR. Let them go back to the old ways. Because they gave the goal.
He's a Manchester United fan. Oh, my God.
Calm down, I guess. If they didn't give the goal to
De Bruyne,
everybody will just move on.
Yes.
We won't even talk anything.
Yeah.
Now.
But no, as at that time, the goal was for De Bruyne. Then the, what do you call it? The listing panel. I can't remember. Is it dubious panel? I've forgotten what their name is. They now changed it and
gave it to Silva.
Then, but if you're giving this to Silva, then that's offside.
Yes.
But they did that after the game, though. But not during the game.
Why they like to cause control fast? Just leave the team. Make everybody move on. We're not supposed to talk about all these things.
Okay. Brighton, Everton, another VAR incident.
That was rubbish. That was absolutely rubbish.
Never a penalty for you, because he wasn't even looking at the player. He couldn't control his leg.
I watched the game and I heard Ian Wright after the game when he was analyzing.
Mm.
It was like, that's what does the referee expect Michael Keane to do? He should look at his feet. That was very, very unfair.
Yeah, unlucky about it.
Yes.
Yeah, they've lost 4 out of the last 5. Are you still should they still give him time as Marco Silva? Yeah,
like, even second, who they want bringing? I think like just stick to him.
Okay, let's talk United Norwich now. Back to back away games, wins for the Red Devils.
Mm-hmm.
Good form now.
Wonderful form. Magnificent form. Good form.
Yeah, it's good to see Marshall back on the pitch. And Radford seems to be happy as well that he's back on the pitch. Yes. Their link up is very good.
I think he's like Cole and
York.
Cole and York.
Back again. Yeah.
Good link up, good football, good 3 points.
Yeah.
But they have to work on themselves from the penalty. Yeah.
I was going to that.
I don't know it needs to
like happen. Why can't you play penalties? What's wrong with what you're doing?
Like, this is supposed to be
and what you have got to 6 this season? Six no competition.
Yes.
Wow.
This is supposed to be like the easiest team.
Yeah, like
not to just take it.
And it's not as if like the penalties are dubious or something. They are like legit penalties.
Except that James.
Okay, yes. Another vine. So like Ole is writing it in his book now, penalties practice.
They give the guy too much work. Now you know they teach them on how to finish. Nobody's supposed to teach you how to play penalties. Like it's supposed to be something where just it's supposed to be easy. But now they will make the guy now they teach them penalties too.
Did you guys sign what's his name? Milo Jovic from Palace,
yeah.
Speaking of Palace, they got a draw at the Emirates.
Deserved draw.
First question for you, Per. Is it the right time to call for owner's head?
No.
Why do you say so?
Because we are just 10 games into the season.
Mm-hmm.
Arsenal's ambition.
Yeah.
We have been to finish in the top 4, right?
Okay, yeah.
Right now they are 5th and they are 4 points
off the top 4.
So
yeah.
Why would you call for the manager to get?
So why are Arsenal fans frustrated then? Why do they want him out?
And because they always want to see their team winning now, guys.
Mm.
no matter how.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not kind of because, like, you know, people say United are having a poor season. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
United are only 3 points away from Arsenal.
Uh-huh.
And come on, like, that. Read that, like, read between the lines with that now.
But, guy, what will be your objective going into this season?
What do you mean, waiting be my... Arsenal's...
Yeah.
Yeah, finishing top four now. Yeah, that's the main thing.
You're 4 points away from that. So why...
That's what I'm saying. Like, do you get my... Did you listen to my statement before?
I heard you now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, people are saying United are having a bad season. Yes. But United are only 3 points away from Arsenal.
United are 7 points away from the top four.
That's the top four now. I'm talking about Arsenal.
Now, Manchester United objective to now.
If this point, I think the form is what draw. Sorry, win, loss, draw. You're just scattered. You're left out. There's no consistency. I think this can see why. Like even the Europa League game, they had individual brilliance. Kind of individual brilliance has been helping Arsenal during the season. You get obviously there's the Ozil situation as well. There's this, but like you have all these players. For Man United, you can say yes, they don't have... I mean, Martial just came back. Pogba is not fit. You understand? These are key players to your team. And the bench is very young. So you can even give Man United like a pass.
Mm-hmm.
But Arsenal, come on, man. Look at all the players they have now. Look at that attack alone. Come on now. Why won't you see? I mean, they were 2-0 up, Abi.
You were saying, look at that attack.
Yeah.
Don't be like, they score goals now. They
score
goals.
Funny, the defenders that scored today. Yeah. But I mean,
they score goals.
And I'm like, look, why did they bring Unai in? To stop this like rot of being soft.
Yes, now to go Champions League. Now the main reason. Yeah.
Really fair.
Yes,
really.
Now.
So nothing about helping the defense, improving the defense. No. I'm listening.
The main reason why they bring.
We can't dwell on Arsenal. Let's quickly finish.
But the main reason why they bring. Because
so no,
Wenger last
not,
two seasons.
Yeah, he didn't finish there, right?
So
right. The too much toxic like in the stadium and everything, and fans were not behind Arsenal anymore. And well, I agree with that. I agree with you. But are you saying like all they told him is to finish in top four? Is that what you're saying?
Anything we want to do, as far as you finish for that top four,
nobody
go talk anything. Now.
So like Arsenal should not improve their defense. Arsenal should
not improve and then.
Then you won't finish in the top four. Then you won't finish in the top four.
The defense will improve and they attack and they outscore teams every week out. Nobody will talk about.
Let's take a break.
Hey there. Do you want household kitchen goods? There's no other place to get them than ATE Household. They have different variety of goods ranging from plates, cups, wine glasses, soap bowls and more. For more info, you can check out www.jumia.com.ng/ATE-household. You can also contact us on our Instagram page ATE_households or call 081-233-13349 to place an order.
Okay, before we go into other leagues, I forgot to talk about Granit Xhaka's substitution where Arsenal fans were booing him and then he was like riding the crowd and gesturing to them as well. Perry, what's your take on that? Obviously, like, let me speak from Xhaka's side. He's been getting like death threats on his social media.
Are you serious?
They've abused his wife. They've abused him. You know how fans behave now. They're silly behavior.
Yeah.
So him doing that, he's human. I know people who are like, obviously, he's a club captain. He's made take it. He's human. You can't. I feel he's justified to do that, man. I don't know your take.
No. See.
Your take, man.
What you need to do now? Not the right thing.
Yeah.
And not the wrong thing.
Yeah. At the same time. Yeah. Yes.
I know some people, some captains, where I don't think they could take that kind of thing in their own time.
Mm.
The likes of Roy Keane. Mm. I don't feel say if fans will book King, King will just take another
like rest. Walk away and
Ingo yeah. Real too. Mm. Now that kind of person.
Even Vieira.
Yeah, yeah. Wait till he do the right and he do wrong too.
At the same time, yeah.
Like if us take him in, then.
And then he walked off like he went to the dressing
room. If us go sit down,
so I want to sit down. Huh?
The bench, yeah. Like.
Yeah, don't he took it too far there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go to Serie A. Top two, the drop points. I think I'm going to start leaning to your side, but let me just ask you this. Who do you think it affected more?
Inter Milan. Yes. Inter, because
they are not ready.
Juventus don't first drop
to points. Me, they are not ready. That's like what handicap for yes. You, like farm. Oh yeah, do your thing. Go top of the table.
You slipped and you were even lucky because Lukaku's goal was not supposed to be.
That was Kanda River's goal. That's why I showed you.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That was Kanda River's goal. No, don't worry. Like, it's okay. I mean, we can't. This thing. Atalanta, Udinese, 7-1.
Mm-hmm.
Revenge for midweek.
They know they revenge now. They be Manchester City.
Reaction. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I think that's a better one. I think I like this revenge one. He's in it for like 3 episodes now.
A reaction. But. Why they need to score all these games? Just win the game 4-1. Move on. Why they need to score 7 goals?
Oh my god. He said, they've been in this like Maverick games all season. I remember, was it 2-2 they played with Sampdoria? It came from 2-0 down.
Was it Sampdoria?
Fiorentina. Yes, Fiorentina. Yeah. The Lazio game as well. And
lots of goals on
Atlanta and Gasperini. I think he likes the entertainment, which is good for us, basically. Roma 2, AC Milan 1. Milan. Still struggling, despite the signing of Pioli. I remember before they signed him, like, this thing was trending. Pioli out was trending. That's why before he signed for Milan, yeah, it was trending. Now, he's lost one and he has drawn one.
I still feel it was too early to get rid of...
Giampaolo,
yeah. Like, history has shown that in his former clubs, he always has a slow start.
Mm. And
then
he will now pick up
the team right.
Yeah.
It
was harsh.
I don't know. I think they shouldn't have done what they did then.
But I think if they're sacking him, then they should go for Mourinho now. They should go for like a top dog now. You understand? Like,
they can't get Jose now because
why?
They know Jose wants, he will work with money.
And they should give him money now. They should look for the money.
You don't look at that team that is ready to spend that kind of money. Jose will work with. If he comes there, he will most likely get rid of everybody.
What are you saying? Like, it's very average. Donnarumma, sir.
Yeah, below average guy.
Donnarumma.
You most likely get rid of everybody. the only person if you remain there now.
Romagnoli.
Nah, the keeper. Romagnoli could find new team. I don't think he can work with that team now.
Oh my goodness, it's all good. Any other team in Syria? I don't think so. Let's move to Bundesliga now. I think the basic things happened this weekend. Bayern won and Dortmund continued their draw things. I think, again, I'm leaning to you.
You don't tell me because they ask us this. Papi, stop they ask us these questions.
I said I'm supporting you. Like, I'm going to your side. That's what I'm saying. Now.
Yeah.
Ahead of Bayern to win.
Bayern don't win. Not Bayern to win.
It's all. I think they should just scrap the Bundesliga. Just let them play in what they call it.
Maybe they merge with
who?
Another league. Maybe they merge with French league.
Mm.
For the form, German French league.
Mm.
You know, so that PSG.
But do you think? But do you think? Rummenigge will accept that? They are very proud of us.
We are.
Well, he wants. But funny enough, he wants the what was the I think the Euro Super League, where top teams from all the clubs will play. Because he said like the money that he get from the Bundesliga is not. I mean, last in Premier League is getting more money than the winner of
than the champions.
Yeah.
To make the enrollment with
French League, yeah. So you know, 10 teams.
Competition will be like we have Dortmund, but the competition is like,
just one team. Now PSG, no.
PSG, maybe Lyon.
Maybe Lyon.
Make the enrollment. Because that league don't make any sense to
you. Okay. That's all good. Let's go for another break with.
All right, people, a new season is here. Still repping your team always. Update your gear with Jersey County today. It doesn't matter what team you support. Real Madrid, Man United, Lakers, or the Warriors, we got you covered. For more info, call 080-747-26223. You can also follow us on social media at Jersey County NG, both on Twitter and Instagram. Stay cool.
Okay, let's wrap up the show now. Oh, Bash the Bookies on FPL picks. We didn't put anything up last week, but this week, Perry and Ife will be back with stuff. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram, Footy on Paper. One word, Footy on Paper. For your adverts and placements, email us, footyonpaper@yahoo.com. You can follow me, PAPPIIV, Papiv, on any of the platforms. Perry?
See. Why you laugh? Soon, I will soon get my handles right, then I'll give them out to
your handles.
You have
an Instagram, though.
Instagram, yeah. What's in the column?
The real Kunta.
That's in a handle in the column.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Instagram handle.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm an old man. I don't know what this thing is.
Yeah, I'll get my
Instagram
handles right. I will
give answer soon. And yeah, follow Ife as well. Fine boy forever. Ask him why he wasn't here today. I don't know. I'm sure it's Liverpool, but ask him why he wasn't here and give him a shout out and all, man. Okay. Per, thanks for coming, Per. Obviously, man, you won today. I know you come. You even came to the studio before me, sir. Big man. It's all good. Yeah. Keep it up, eh?
Bye bye.